Plenty of familiar shows will return with new episodes this fall, among them Glee, now in its fourth season on Fox. This year, the show makes a big leap, sending some of its main characters off to college. It's a tough transition for any show. As NPR's Netta Ulaby reports, plenty have tried before and flunked.
Shows that take place in college just don't seem to work very well. You're probably thinking right now about counterexamples. So let's get those out of the way. The Big Bang Theory.
9.8 meters per second per second.
Those guys aren't in college. They already have their doctorates. Undeclared and Greek did not last. Or that Cosby Show spinoff, set at a historically black college.
Even if you got A's in all of your finals, it still wouldn't be enough to pull your average up to maintain that engineering scholarship.
Well, who can keep a B-plus average and hold down a job?
A Different World did fine on NBC, but it wasn't a monstrous hit. Not compared to a lot of shows set in high school or just after college. What about Community? NBC's scrappy comedy set at a community college. Great show, not remotely a hit. And even from the beginning, it modeled itself on a movie about high school students.
This is kind of like Breakfast Club, huh?
This is getting way more like Breakfast Club now.
The old man grabbed me and said, "Hey, smoke up, Johnny."
"No, Dad, what about you?"
That actually was from the Breakfast Club.
"No, Dad, what about you?"
There's something about high school that makes for great television, says TV writer Dan Berenson. Something about that Breakfast Club-y essence of it.
Everybody's locked in a building together all day long, going through the same experience. You feel like you're in that bubble forever, and it is a community, and there's politics, and there's cliques, and what if I'm not invited to that dance, and everything's the most important thing.
TV executive Suzanne Daniels agrees. She used to run an entire network aimed at college-aged kids.
I have tried over the years to develop some college-based shows, and inevitably they don't really do well.
Daniels ran the WB back when it aired the show Felicity, about a curly-haired co-ed who follows her high school crush to the made-up University of New York.
Did Robert Browning survive your withering critical assault?
Barely. But, I think my paper's pretty good.
That's great. Every time I reread mine, it makes less and less sense.
Robert Browning. The glorious angst of Robert Browning cannot compare to the glorious angst in adolescent drama drenching high schools, says Suzanne Daniels. Remember, she says, all those epic struggles against your parents, plus those high school firsts.
First boyfriend, first kiss, first big exam that we flunked.
When a high school show, such as Glee, moves to college, it's risky.
Eyes on your paper, Puckerman.
That transition is apparently harder for television shows than it is for kids in real life. When Buffy the Vampire Slayer went from high school to college, fans complained it was one of the weakest seasons. Same with shows ranging from Veronica Mars to Happy Days.
Now, I'm in college now. Is it too much to ask to want to date college girls?
Well, that's your first mistake. You don't ask me, ask them.
It helps in television storytelling that high school students tend to have fixed personas. Jock, theater queen, nerd. In college, you can try on different identities. Who you are is more in flux, says TV writer Dan Berenson.
And it's not till you go back out into the real world after college that you start to establish who you're going to be, and then you recollect a family.
Berenson created a hit for ABC Family called Baby Daddy, and he says the best shows are about families, chosen or literal. Everybody Loves Raymond, Modern Family,
Woo-hoo!
The Simpsons.
I'm a college man. I am too smart. I am too smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Simpsons was S-M-A-R-T. Homer stint in college lasted only one episode. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.